Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Today we're going to speak to you about tapas. Now, tapas is not the Spanish food. Tapas within the philosophy of yoga and part of the yamas and the niyamas that you can read in the Yoga Sutras by Patanjali, it speaks of self-discipline, showing up for oneself. Self-discipline, I feel, is the foundation, the prerequisite for any self-care practice. The self-care practice requires you to show up every single day for yourself and work on your own routine, work on your own self-development, and thus self-care. A daily practice is essential because the more we are able to continue and repeat certain movements, meditation techniques, breathing techniques, way of thinking, the way we are able to change a habit, we are able to change our habitual patterns. And it takes about 21 days, but I do believe way more than 21 days, to create a new habit, a new way of thinking. So it's of essence to have the self-discipline, to wake up in the morning, to show up for your meditation practice, movement practice, journaling, the way how we eat, the way how we think every single day. It's the same as we go to work, as we brush our teeth, as we eat regularly, and also what we eat. So tapas really speaks about having this discipline, but also knowing that even if we maybe do not feel great at that specific time of the day to do something, that we still do it. We don't overthink it. We don't try to find excuses. And I think this is the hardest thing for most of us who have a normal professional life. If you work on a boat, you're changing routines, changing schedules, changing timings. Or even if you work corporate and if you have a family life, emergencies happen and things can go not according to the plan. But being able to adapt and still find time for oneself to practice, to have the routine and to show up for oneself without expectations, meaning you have the tendency to think, okay, if I do this, what do I get out of it? And this is a very typical way of how we think performance related. And this is very typical what we can see in corporate culture. Why not just practice to show up for oneself every single day? And the more we practice, the better we get at it. So, of course, we will bear fruits of the outcomes and we can see differences. But what really counts is the journey. It's always the journey, how you got there. Last weekend, I spent a great time with my bestie and we had fun. But I also know that I have to be back on track with what I do. And I still continued meditating. Even though we had fun, we went out, we danced. But I still continued in the morning to show up for myself and meditate. Because I knew exactly that if I cannot ground myself and I stay too much in my head, it will not be good for my own self-care practice. Knowing also that this is really for yourself. You're not doing this for someone else. You're doing this for yourself to be able to fill up your own cup, to change habitual patterns, thought patterns, to change the way how we see life, to change how we can be able to influence our external circumstances. Because we cannot change other people. We cannot change different projects, concepts, but we can change ourselves. And that is so important. Therefore, it is really important that we find this discipline within ourselves to come back to ourselves, to listen within. We are more powerful than we believe we are. And sometimes I hear people saying, yeah, but that's how I am. I won't be able to change. No, I do not want to look at this trauma. It will knock on your door every single day. And then the universe, divine spirits, whatever you want to call it, is just going to hammer on the door. And it's going to show you the signs. You need to look at this. You have to deal with this if you want to be able to change your life and be able to embrace change in an easier way. And that requires self-discipline. That requires for us to go to the gym, to wake up early in the morning. That requires for us to eat healthy, be conscious what we think, what we say to people, how we act, how we treat other people. This is of essence, and that requires self-discipline. That even if you're angry, you can bite your tongue and go into your anger and understand what's going on. That requires self-discipline. I think this is really with focus, which is dharana in Sanskrit, concentration, and self-discipline. I think these are two very major components to be able to create a sound self-care practice. Namaste, namaha.